South Shore Park in Bayview overlooks Lake Michigan. The park may be one of Milwaukee County's gems, but its beach ranks among the worst in the nation because of poor water quality. After years of discussion, a plan is inching forward to move the beach south, where the water more naturally circulates. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz attended a public meeting Monday evening, intended to give residents a chance to learn more about the beach's future.
South Shore Beach looks idyllic, nestled just below a bustling marina. But the beach has been plagued with, among other challenges, geese that love to hang out there and a breakwater that blocks healthy circulation. One of the people worried about its water quality has been UWM School of Freshwater Sciences researcher Sandra McClellan. Her concern has translated into years of research and data collection.
When we go out and sample, we don't just take water from the beach site, but we go out by boat and get it through that whole marina area. And then we take a lot of samples up by the Russell Avenue area to the north, and then all the way down to Bayview Park to the south. And we definitely see a gradient of water quality. The worst water quality, unfortunately, is right at the boat ramp.
Just north of the beach.
And it gets better as you kind of progress south.
For 15 years, McClellan collected data to assess the two sites side by side. One of the people who worked in McClellan's lab, Kiara Caldwell, came to see the proposed plan Monday evening. Caldwell is glad the information she helped amass influenced moving the beach south.
I would not take my kids swimming down here. That's what we were finding.
Don't let her laugh throw you. Caldwell's public health concerns are dead serious.
You know, E. coli can live in a beach for 7 years.
Caldwell is pleased that a larger grained sand will blanket the new beach to allow water to percolate down into the lake rather than holding it in place.
So it won't hold E. coli in the same way? That's brilliant. It's such a good use of our resources to fix this situation.
Rob Wright is among the team of engineers who came up with four alternatives to tackle South Shore Beach's chronic contamination. After putting each to a modeling test, Wright says the top choice quickly stood out above the rest.
What we call hydrodynamic modeling to look at what the induced currents would be. This one rose to the top at that point. We then did particle tracking, which would be I'm going to put a drop of E. coli or into the model, we're going to track where it goes. This had the fastest and quickest way to disperse any E. coli that may have been present at the beach, and then it prohibited E. coli out in the water from actually coming here and getting stuck.
The meeting was informal. Residents could chat and ask questions of Wright and others working on the South Shore Beach relocation. Paulette and Ed Litkowski have lived a block away for nearly 50 years. They love the park, and so did their kids as they grew up.
And the kids were able to use the beach, and there was never any bacteria. It was never closed. And what is, you know, is it more because there's more ducks and geese that are here now that it's closing? I mean, why back in 47 years ago were we able to use the beach more and it was never closed? Maybe we were getting bacteria then. Maybe they didn't have the testing and we didn't realize it. But they were never sick.
The Litkowskis say they left the meeting with more questions, including what was it going to cost and where would the money come from? I promised to search out those answers. The estimated price tag ranges between $6 and $8 million. Its funding is more confusing. Brennan Dow with the Wisconsin DNR says it could qualify for federal funding through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI.
Beaches specifically, a majority of the time it's 100% GLRI funded. However, there's a caveat in there. They always like to see different types of partners bringing amounts of money to the table.
But Dow adds, not only is the South Shore Beach Relocation Project competing with projects proposed throughout the Great Lakes Basin, three other local beaches are on what are called Milwaukee's Area of Concern list. Still, South Shore Beach project advocates hope that within 2 years, its relocation might begin. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.